It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I still love the Saints and want good things, and I'm not happy this is happening, but I'm also not going to be mad about it happening because it's just, it's over and over again now. This is fucking classic. Like, how much worse of a loss could there possibly be after the season where we've done all these, we've found like the newest ways possible to lose games and done the most unoriginal shit with veterans and experienced guys, and I mean some of the best football players on the planet. And I mean, in this all, like, with all the bullshit, it comes down to one of the most veteran people on our team just stepping out of bounds. We're, you know, with 8 inches short of the first down for no fucking reason. Just, yeah, this looks nice. I'll go over here. Oh, and I don't know if y'all remember, but like, I've been talking about it for a couple of years, but fuck Mark Ingram.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show following tonight's hilarious defeat to the Bucks. I'm James, and I'm your host this week, and joining me this week is Scott, Wesley, and Jason. So, did we all start believing at some point again tonight? We really shouldn't have. This team finds more and more imaginative ways to lose games. Today, you can take your pick from 5 or 6 plays, but I'm going straight to Mark Ingram running out of bounds, a yard short of the first down. Had he got that first down, the game was over. The defense played really, really well until it mattered and then got shredded. Andy Dalton was solid. Shaheed and Olave were good, but some terrible play calling again hurt us. And yes, I did stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning to watch this shit show.
What a such a pathetic loser. Man, I'm sorry.
I'm not at work tomorrow. It's all good. Right. Mark Ingram play. Have at it.
The only conceivable thing that I can think of.
There is nothing conceivable.
There is nothing. I'm already out. There's nothing you can say that I'm like, oh,
hold
that's
on. He didn't. I don't like he was about to get hit And right after
Devin White's behind him.
I'm telling you, he was about to get hit. That's why he ran out of bounds. He saw somebody coming. And I'm just saying, when he went out of bounds, he went straight to a knee. Like, he looked like he was
hurt. Definitely.
With that being said, if you're that hurt, don't go out on the fucking field. Like, you can't run one yard.
This is terrible for a podcast. I just sent you the picture, Scott. He's not getting hit. Devin White is behind him. I mean, I just want to be clear about that. Like, I get what you're saying. Like, if he was hurting it, but like, he's behind him.
He should have gotten the yard. I mean, bottom line, he should have gotten the fucking yard. I mean,
this is like one of the most veteran people on our team.
How is Devin White behind him?
Oh, again, it goes back to a yard and a half this way. It goes back to like coaching fucking matters, man. Coaching matters. It does. But at that point,
I mean, how long has Ingram been in the league?
He's one of our oldest veterans. And look, again, you could say that about so many football veterans. I mean, you get veterans on a team with a shitty coach, and they suck. Like, you still need good coaching to reinforce. They have to be reinforced no matter what. And,
the guy on our team that's the best player did nothing in this game. The guy on our team who has the best hands on our team had a ball hit him in the face that would have probably changed the game. I mean, that right there puts us in field goal range, changes the game. The veteran on our team who set the record for the first 1, 2, 3, and 4 years of his career of catches by a receiver lazily tries a one-handed catch on a ball that he could have easily caught.
Remember how many one-handed catches he did in the preseason and stuff? And he's got that should have been a touchdown. Again, it's the little things that get you beat, in addition to not being able to give Kamara the ball outside of here's a handoff, run into our depleted offensive line. It's amazing. The Saints played incredibly well enough to win this game. They should have won this game. They made the mistakes that poorly coached teams do that lose games. And that at the end of the day, that's what we've talked about all season. The things that get you beat because you're poorly coached get you beat. This was a for sure 100%. We played well enough to win.
Let's back up a little bit too.
It's fun.
Wesley mentioned this. It wasn't just one thing. Like, the Ingram play stands out because it was one of the last things we saw. But we're at the 2-yard line and we get 12 men in the huddle.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, right? It's great. It's great.
This has been the repeat.
3 field goals in a row, right?
Hey, you know what that is? Classic.
Instead of
Jeff
scoring touchdowns.
That is a classic Jeff, if I've ever seen it.
Every single week we have these losses where we're winning the game and we lose. And we could have 4 of us on the podcast and all 4 of us could pick, here's the play that lost us, and we could all pick a different play.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's just showing again that it's not one play. It's a complete team disaster.
It's everything.
Whether it's game plan or execution or people being held. And again, you know, it's interesting that we go all year, we don't hold anybody accountable or have punishment, and it sure looks like that Alvin Kamara was held accountable tonight for his fumbles last week. It seems like that. There was definitely, it seems like a game plan to not have him ball very
much. You know what it was? It was a game plan to give him shitty runs. Like fuck, help him out. Like, you're depleted on the offensive line. You're playing against a decent defense. Do something different. Don't just say, here's the ball, figure it out. It's so ridiculous that we can't come up with better offensive play calls to give our best offensive weapon. It's just, I mean, I guess, I shouldn't be surprised. We've seen it all season. Like, at this point, I'm almost not even mad. I'm impressed by the commitment to the bit, because we have been so imaginative all year in terms of our run plays, even whether it's Taysom, whether it's Kamara. Like, we just like, yeah, Kamara, here, take the ball. Like, we don't do any kind of misdirection. We don't use Shahid, who was a fantastic weapon tonight. Like, run, like, do something. Don't just, like, here, turn around and, like, it's almost like, remember the Les Miles toss pitch? It's almost like it's that with fucking Kamara.
Was there a time that we gave the ball to Shahid that something good didn't happen?
It's crazy. It's so crazy.
I'm pretty sure every time he got the ball, something. I mean, he was targeted four times. He had four catches for 75 yards. Like, maybe he should have been targeted seven times. Just, I mean, I don't know.
No, I agree. And Jason, on your point of Kamara, to a certain extent, I agree with you that the play calling unimaginative and things like that. But he doesn't look
interested.
He looks completely checked out.
I mean, I think about it. If every play call that you got was, yeah, here's a halfback dive, would you be interested? I mean, some of that is we're not helping him out. Like, throw screens, get him in space, do something. We're not doing we're not doing anything to even, you know, use our playmaker. Now, look, some of this is because I went all in on Kamara as my fantasy running back this year, and needless to say, I suck ass. But there is some truth to that. It's like, he's talent. Like, just design something to help him out. Don't just run him into our depleted offensive line. It just doesn't make sense.
Or how about this? If the defense is playing something well, like, there's a way to use him as a as a distraction, as, you know, take their attention off of something by using the best play on our team. I mean, there's different things that you can do. And it's so weird that, like, we have the weirdest play calls that you see the replay and you're like, oh, yeah. Nothing. Like, two receivers are running together with three cornerbacks. Like, that doesn't make any sense. But then we get a play where, like, Dalton gets sacked or throws a terrible pass. And, like, you go and you see the replay and all four receivers are wide open by 5 yards. And it's like he could have been any of them for first downs. And he overthrows one of the tallest guys in the NFL.
Well, we had a play at the end of the game. It was like, I don't know if it was I think it was a third down.
Yep.
And they pulled.
How did? I'm sorry. I just saw
the Kirk
video.
Merritt was the only wide receiver on the field.
Okay, so hold on.
Yes, they put all tight ends in. They do a jumbo package, and then they throw out of it.
Kirk Merritt was the only wide receiver on the field that play. Like potentially the most important play of the season.
So are you looking at the Ingram?
I was listening to the game, but when I'm watching the game, I just saw the Ingram play. Good fucking God, man.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Jason, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What's your number right now?
I mean, I'm probably about a five, but I was watching the game and I was
doing some alcohol.
Shit. Yes, there's some alcohol involved. I was arranging some, but I had the game on the speaker and I must have missed like that specific play. Jesus Christ.
I don't think if you weren't watching it and were only listening to the game, listening to it wouldn't have given that Ingram play the justice it deserves.
No. If he gets
that first down, the game is done.
Why did he go? Like, there's no reason to even just go out of bounds. There's no reason to go out of bounds. Dude, you're a legit, quote-unquote, tough running back. Just fucking get the yard.
But he it's not like he was going to have to take a hit to get the yard.
No, he didn't. He didn't. You're right.
He just needed to lean an extra half.
If he's running bounds, just stretch the ball out.
That was the defender wasn't even trying to tackle him.
No.
Holy shit. Dude, this is. Oh, my God.
Alabama.
That is not on coaching. That's not coaching. That is purely a player issue. No, Scott, there's no way the coaches. Oh, I know. You're short of a first down, run out of bounds. They didn't coach him to do that.
They didn't coach him to do that, but I think it goes back to accountability. If all season you're 100% having all these penalties and practice and stuff and having false starts and shit and you don't do anything and correct it, the whole team gets lackadaisical.
Dude, if Sean would have been the coach,
that's just a bone idle play.
And Ingram would have done that, he would have. Ingram wouldn't have seen another play.
Yeah, but Sean Payton isn't the coach anymore.
But the funny thing is, too,
quit on us.
That was second down. We still had a chance to pick up the fucking yard.
Yeah, and we threw.
And we couldn't do it.
Yeah, we threw a really weird pass to Marquez Callaway, didn't we?
Wow. Holy shit.
So, is there anything positive to take out of this game? Anything at all?
It was the best game Rashid Shaheed has had as a returner and as a wide receiver. And there's a
what a shitty play from fucking Ingram. I'm watching this again. I'm sorry.
We'll figure out, like, this could be one of those things. Like, Callaway looked like a great receiver last year that could have actually been something special with a healthy couple of a one and two ahead of him, and then went away. And who knows, after the season, we may never hear anything about Rashid Shaheed again as a receiver, but it doesn't look like that. It's a crazy miss that somebody this fast with this good of hands, that's clearly intelligent enough to grasp our offense, was an undrafted guy out of Weber State. This kind of stuff with athletic receivers doesn't happen very often. Typically the guys like Randy Moss that come from small schools, like went to a large school, were a knucklehead, and that's why they ended up there.
Right.
This guy's, he's a legit looking receiver, and not because he's the third or fourth guy that's being forgot about, like Deontay Harris was doing, or just he runs down and hopefully we throw him a ball that he can catch. Like, he's running good routes. Tonight he improvised on when Dalton went out of the pocket, and he's waving to Dalton, telling him, "You know, I'm gonna run over here." And then, I mean, he catches with his hands. This guy could be like a really special receiver that, just as far as his route running and hands, and then throwing on, like, he's one of the fastest guys in the world. I mean,
there's a good base for next season's wide receiver room with Olave and Shaheed in it. That's already a good starting point, because I don't think Michael Thomas is going to be in it. I'd be surprised if Jarvis Landry was in the room.
No, neither one.
But if we don't get a quarterback to throw him the ball,
I'm sorry, a play caller that
can get them the ball.
I mean, I didn't know if y'all even knew this was still allowed, but apparently our defense can take the ball from the other team's offense.
Right.
Let's be clear. Turnover battle does not mean you win the game, as some people have said and heard. And I believe that there's people that thought that maybe if we could just got turnovers, we could win. But there was some good things. I mean, Marcus May had his best game as a Saint for sure. He was everywhere and looked really good. Matthew has put four or five really good games together. Where he's in the right spot.
Mario Davis had a good game with a pick.
And Mario Davis is not getting... I was worried about this season, like, as the season went on, if he would start looking older. If anything, gotten stronger as the year's gone. Another strong point, this is way too many positives for this fucking game, but Alante Taylor is going to be a real fucking cornerback in this league. I still think there's some weird things that hit me. He's cleaning up. But he's at least saying, like, apparently he did an interview with Underhill where he said, like, I got to work on my tackling. Instead of just being all out physical, I got to be smart too. And he's got one of the fastest receivers in the league that he's like letting him get 3 yards away from him just because he knows I can close the distance no matter what. So, I mean, stuff that he's doing, like, he's going to be a legit corner.
Yeah. Troy Aikman is an Alante Taylor fan. Definitely. He was praising him. During the broadcast, I think I'm assuming Lattimore will be back after the bye.
We're hearing that Werner and Lattimore are going to be back after the byes. I mean, Nick actually tweeted that out during the game when he thought we were going to win.
But I think Taylor stays in the starting lineup, and it's a Debo that drops.
I don't know.
Man, that was a rough fucking pass interference at the end, man. God, that was rough. But again, you know, and it happened earlier in the game too. You know, we lead the league in like third down conversions on penalties. Like we just are not well coached. God, we blew that game. We really blew that game.
You mentioned the turnovers. We are now no longer the worst team in the league for turnover differential. We are minus 12. The Colts are minus 14.
Woohoo! We are better than Matty Shipants.
Yeah, he had a horrible game. I think they had five turnovers in that game.
Wow.
Well, the season's not over. I think that we can...
If we
try really hard, we can get back in first place.
Oh, no, it's over.
Okay, I need to stop looking at this Ingram play because it's just
yeah. Put your phone away.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Put your phone away.
It's hard. It's hard. Everybody's so hooked on their phones these days. It's hard.
Any issues with Andy Dalton today?
Yeah,
I thought he had an okay game. It was good throws.
Funny. Like, I don't understand how somebody can have like some of the prettiest passes you'll ever see a quarterback throw, and then have some of the shittiest passes you ever see a quarterback throw in the same game.
Yeah, and
like, it's so amazing.
Here's where Dalton's. I mean, this is going to be unfair for people who like Dalton or hate Dalton, I guess. His terrible throws were actually caught. Like, the pass to Shaheed for 40 yards was an awful throw. The touchdown to Taysom was an awful throw. And those made positive plays, so nobody's going to, like, just shit on him for being bad throws. Three of his four best throws of the season were dropped today. Yep. And then it just always turns out to, I think we were 5 for 14 on third down. Like, he cannot... anything with pressure, he just cannot do it. It's the, I don't want to say the weirdest thing because we've seen it all year, but if we're ahead, he can do okay. And if it's first and second down, he can do okay, which, I mean, again, our stupid offense, we run the ball first and second down and then try to throw on third and long. That's why we're 5 for 14. But it's just, I mean, I don't know. There's just weird things. So I'm not going to give him too much credit. Like, yeah, I think his overall numbers probably don't end up looking terrible at the end, which I haven't even looked at them but he gets some credit for some bad throws because they worked out. 20 for 28. And again, both of his sacks, one of them, he did not really have time to react to. There was a really good blitz. It wasn't as on replay. It wasn't as quick of a hit as I thought. The second one is him just holding the fucking ball forever, just back there and backpedaling a little bit so they can get a couple more yards lost. And it's just, he does it at least once a game, and it's always in a huge spot when he does it.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we were in a bad spot. Look, he had the drop from Olave, which was big. Olave's only drop of the year, which was pretty massive. And then the Landry play, which is like, dude, it's a fucking touchdown. You've caught all these one-handed catches in practice, and you were proud to put those on Instagram and Twitter and whatever, and it was right there. That was a fucking touchdown, and he dropped it. So it's like, yeah, it's Dalton is Dalton, but we still played good enough to win the fucking game. If we don't get those two drops, and Ingram again, if, but you know what? This is what we are under Dennis Allen. It is what it is. And that's what I've said from week two.
And again, that's Jason, I mean, I know we talked about it earlier, but what you just did is perfect. When you can go back to five different plays and go, well, if this play, any of those five plays, and it's not like, well, if these two plays hadn't happened, we'd won. If any one of those five of plays
them.
Had gone
any
different.
Any one of them. Yeah.
Any yeah, one of the game. Five. I mean, and again, the Ingram thing, I mean, worst case scenario, even they call all of their timeouts right then, that takes off 50 seconds. If he just gets the first down, probably they don't take him, so it takes another 2 minutes off. We get the first down there, they probably just go, that was it, put the clipboards away.
Right. Game over.
They ran out the clock. They don't even start calling their
timeouts.
There was
no reason for that asshole to run out of bounds. Zero reason. And yet he did it. And yet somehow in his brain, he thought, yep, I'm just going to go out of bounds. Because that's like, he didn't see the first down marker right there. Like, you get the first down, the game's over. Like, where's that drive? I don't know, man. And it sucks. I was all in again. We had it. I was so.
I don't think you're gonna make that mistake again this season, are you?
Oh no, he will.
I mean, look, I still underneath my jersey, I got my, like, I'm gonna have my W shirt under my jersey. I'm still gonna have it just in case. Like, hey, I was still there.
Speaking of W's, did y'all notice over there a couple times on the sideline, Winston being a great teammate, being really excited for people and clapping and jumping up and down and stopping Olave when he went out of bounds, when he could have fell into the bench, and Jameis was there to save him. It was a good leader over there. Showing a lot of energy.
And look, like I mean, at the end of the day, you can't be a competent organization and look at how the season has gone and look at the coaching miscues, because look, there is talent on this team. There is no doubt about that. There is talent on this team. You can't go from where we were last year to where we were this year, the incredible drop off in just these stupid things that get you beat. You can't look at it and be like, yep, that guy's coming back. You just can't. Well,
and again, we talked about it last week. Last year, we could sit there and watch the games and go, okay, our second and third stringers that are playing because of injury are not good enough to win these games against these starters. That's not what this year has been. And yes, we've had injuries, so I'm not trying to excuse that, but it hasn't been that. It hasn't been two veterans that fell off a cliff and, oh, they're just not as who we thought we were. And it's an organizational, like, culture of losing that came out of nowhere.
You know what's crazy? The Saints are the anti-Pelicans right now. That's crazy. How good the Pelicans are right now and how shitty the Saints are right now.
It's funny. I saw a tweet, and I want to say Jason liked it too on Twitter. It was like,
oh, I probably did.
It's this mid December or beginning of December, and the cities, all the cities talking about it is Tulane and the Pelicans, just like everybody thought they would.
Yep. Just like we thought. Yep. Tulane and the Pelicans, not the Saints and LSU. It's crazy. And LSU's had a good season. I'm not going to throw LSU under the bus. LSU's had a good season, but yeah, it's crazy. Look, when you make the bad choice of a head coach, that's all that matters. Like, coaching matters so much. The talent is so close. You have a very talented team, and you have a shitty coach, you end up with the Saints. You end up with Denver. You end up with look at the Chargers. I mean, that's where Peyton's going to go next year with the Chargers. The Chargers aren't going to make the playoffs.
I think Peyton should be left on the tarmac in Tampa.
Yeah, it's
oh yeah, for sure. Jason, just to prove that you aren't throwing him under the bus, for the next Saints home game, will you wear an LSU shirt to the game? Maybe a hat?
I'm never going to do that.
Maybe. How about some purple socks?
Some socks.
Nope. Fuck those assholes. Always and forever.
Yeah, I mean, but hey, so seriously, like, please, in 2 weeks, because I know we're going to hate the Falcons and fuck the Falcons. We can start tomorrow as fuck the Falcons 2 weeks. But, like, don't start getting excited about that it looks like we can win.
No, I don't think we're going to win another game.
And then don't start looking at what, well, let me just check what the score is, the Panthers and the Bucks game is.
I don't even want to win another game. Like, the more we lose, the quicker DA gets out of here.
We're not going to win the division. I still want to beat the Falcons and the Panthers.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Are you want to go on record with that? Like, that's official.
I might. Rather.
That's a bold statement.
That is a very bold
James,
statement.
James, will you pick the Saints to lose a game this year? Isn't the one that pushes you over the edge. Like, okay, I've got to pick one of these games.
Nope.
I mean, look,
I will pick a tie at worst.
Look, we're going to
pick ties the rest of the year, please.
We're going to beat the Falcons and the Panthers. We're going to lose to, who else do we play?
Eagles
and Browns.
I don't even want to watch the
Browns will have it together by then.
We might not lose to the Browns because Deshaun.
They look bad, but they might get it in a couple of weeks.
Deshaun hasn't played in like 2 years. He'll.
I mean, again, they are going to play against the Saints, so we'll find a way to punch you. I mean, it's fine.
Well,
we might be able to beat the Panthers now they got rid of Baker, because Baker sucks.
I've been waiting for 2 years for Deshaun Watson in my dynasty league, and he starts this week and scored me 6 fucking points.
Yeah, no.
Is it
probably should have started in week
hold on,
one.
Is it dynasty or dynasty? I always get
well,
that.
Well, I said dynasty because that's how you pronounce
it. I know you said it the American way. It really threw me off.
No, I know.
My dynasty league.
So what week do we play the Eagles?
Week 17.
So
second to last week. We play on January 1st.
Any chance they've like clinched and they just said Hurts? Yes. Like,
no, because beating us gives them a better draft pick. Us
they're
losing
still
going to
play some guys.
They are going to have everything clinched up, and they are going to beat the shit out of us to get a better draft pick.
They can play their third string quarterback, and we will make him look like fucking Joe Montana.
The good thing about that is that CJGJ won't be playing because he's on IR.
Well, we might put the pressure on him by actually starting our starting quarterback by the time we play them. So
no. No, we won't. We won't.
I think we ride with Dalton for the rest of the year.
That's definitely going to happen.
You think we do, or you think we should?
I don't think we should, but I think we will.
So Nick, I can't see that. I think DA is going to realize now that the slim chance that he has to save his job is putting Jameis in there. Jameis getting hot and going. We've got him under contract for next year.
He's not that smart.
But I beg to differ.
Did you see him? They did show. I've never seen this from Dennis Allen, but he's over there kind of laughing and like hamming it up with 10 minutes left in the game. Do you see him on they actually showed him and he was like laughing and like talking about something. I just couldn't believe it. He was kind of having an emotion, and I'm sure he's having a different emotion right now. So
let me find. Oh, here you go. Underhill. DA was asked if they'll look at the QB in the bye week. He said, now isn't the time to answer that immediately after the game, but he said he thought Dalton played well. No way is he putting Jameis in the game.
We scored 16 points. That's not enough to win NFL games.
But it was. It was enough to win. It was enough to win if we didn't make stupid mistakes.
It's another week where we've conceded less than 18 points and haven't won.
The defense has played well enough. Yeah, demons play well enough.
Oh, dear.
The first drive of the game is one of the worst drives I've ever seen that resulted in a field goal. It was a 15-play drive that took 8 minutes. Eight and a half minutes.
It was great. At that point, I was like, oh, I knew we had a chance. That's when it sucked me in.
That's when Jason started getting excited.
That's when I got sucked in. Yeah. I didn't want to get sucked in. You know what? I was sucked in this whole game.
Yeah. Weren't watching. Oh, okay. Right. I told you all before the game started or during the game that we were going to bring headlines back for today. So everybody, I'll go round the room. Jason, I'll leave you till last because, I think it'd be funny. Scott, what's your headline for today?
Fuck you, Mark.
I didn't catch that.
I don't think that's going to make it past the editor.
Mark.
Okay. Okay. Wesley.
I was at the time where I was thinking that we could win, I was going to go with Heed Shaheed. But I'm just going to stick with Alvin Kamara gets locked up.
Nice. I like that. I was going to go with the Kamara one, but I've gone with a different one. Jason, go on. You can go next.
So I have two. Suck me, beautiful. That was an American.
No, I know it was. It's not really a headline, though, is it?
It's not really a headline. The other one is bye bye, donkeys. It's
okay. Okay.
See, I was so focused on thinking of the first one. The second one should have been like, well. I mean, it's like, what else is there? Welcome to the party, pal.
Go eat some fish, Jason.
Right.
Yeah, Jason, go eat some fish.
Eat some fried fucking fish.
James, do you have one to share with us?
Yes, I do. So Jason kind of brought it up before, I think, when he talked about the Pelicans. So it's Saints sacrificed so Pelicans can fly. Final thoughts. Not you, Jason. Wesley, final thoughts.
Everybody stop it. Quit getting excited when, we take the lead, and quit getting excited when something good happens and we start getting excited about, a player that could possibly be good next year and there's something to build on. We don't have a quarterback. The other team did, and they came back and won because of their quarterback. And we don't have a coaching staff that's going to put together a plan that's going to have us a big enough lead to where nothing can happen to lose it. And we're it's a disastrous way to go through a season. But there is some hope. Like, we're hopefully, it looks like Peyton's got some suitors. We're going to have a first round draft pick at least coming out of that. We for now have the ability to draft and build a team. And there's going to be some, salary cap space in a couple of years. So this is what was supposed to happen. Like, nobody should be surprised.
Scott.
I think this will probably be my final thought, like, for the rest of the year.
Oh, your final thought?
Are you, no, are you not coming on the podcast anymore?
No, that's not what I mean.
Bye-bye, Scott Donkeys.
What I mean. I mean, it'll be the same for the rest of the year. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, well phrased.
We fucking suck.
I do believe that was what you said last week. So it's
it is. It is. It is a theme.
Jason, we go on. Suck. The floor is yours.
Now, Jason, this is one final thought.
That's okay. I got one final thought. Jose Alvarado is that fucking guy. And I'm sorry. The Pelicans have taken over as the competent franchise in New Orleans, and it's kind of crazy, but that's where we are.
Pels might be the one seed in the West by the end of the week.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah, we got Phoenix Friday and Sunday. It's great. The scheduling quirk is weird. We get Phoenix Friday and Sunday, then we get Utah two games, and then we get Phoenix again. So it's so – in the five games, we get Phoenix three times and Utah twice. It's just because the NBA doesn't give a shit about New Orleans. It's weird. But whatever.
Well, they're going too soon.
Yes, we are.
And Kayshawn's coming back.
Boutet!
Sorry, you can't have a second final thought. You're going to have to save that one for tomorrow now. Right, that's all the show we have for you this week. So thanks for listening in and downloading from all of your favorite places to get your podcasts. And please don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Don't Patrol PCast and at Don't Patrol UK. Who dat, everyone?
Bye-bye, NFC South champion donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation. We fucking suck. Don't move.